3, 2, 1, go!
Forgive the dramatic background music. That's the sound of new Volvos dropping 100 feet from a crane.
We do that because the rescue team or emergency service need to develop new methods to release people inside a car with a severe crash.
And that was Håkan Gustafsson, who studies crashed Volvos. That's the safety stuff Volvo wants you to expect. But they want more expectations. They loaned us a US-built S60 T8E all-wheel drive inscription to show it. The S60 is their mid-ish car. The T8 means it has gas and electric motors giving it all-wheel drive, charge the batteries at work, and hey, free 22 miles of electric driving. And inscription is the luxury line with more materials than a craft fair, including leather, chrome, driftwood inlays, and an Orfors crystal shift handle. Its center screen is the same size as a Tesla's. This is why we can have nice things, because they're in the front seat where our kids can't wreck them. Those engines combine to make 400 horsepower. It'll get itself moving and has safety systems that stop itself, even if you don't.
My name is Malin Ekholm. I'm head of Volvo Cars Safety Center. Distraction, intoxication are definitely two big challenges. Speed is another big challenge.
And the tech they're working on to tackle those problems now is a camera pointed at you, the driver.
Not to film you, but the camera being the sensor with the highest level of detail to understand where you are in your mind. So the eye is the mirror to the soul, and we're wanting to use the camera to understand where you are attention-wise and bring you back.
If you close your eyes or look away too long, or drive erratically, first it turns on any support systems you may have turned off, then it gives you a signal to pay attention. And just like your angry dad threatened when you fought your siblings in the back seat, it will pull the car over, contact you, and send help if you need it.
People are awesome drivers when they're at their best. We need to make sure you're at your best all of the time.
Our Loner S60 proved it has a start on this tech, finding parking spaces and pulling into them itself. It's just not perfect yet, and we were still in charge. For now. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.